It's Tuesday, the 9th of December, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbien. MTC reported robust results for this year, with revenue up 14.4% to 3.7 billion, driven by demand for data, devices, and enterprise services. Prepaid users grew by 4.3%, ARPU rose 14.6%, and enterprises revenue jumped 38.3%. The company rolled out over 1,600 kilometers of fiber and plans further expansions for next year. MTC's Erasmus.
We continued to record an impressive growth, and this growth is really attributed to a sustained growth in demand for high speed data and value-added services from our prepaid customers and enterprise segment. The company is set to pay out the final ordinary dividend of 467,100,000. That's a 62.28 cents per share.
Headline inflation eased to 3.4% for last month from 3.6% in October, approaching the 3% recorded a year ago. Month-on-month prices remained unchanged following a 0.5% rise in October due to temporary utility hikes. For the year, inflation averages 3.9%, higher than 3.3% in 2024, driven by cost pressures in housing, utilities and food. Economist Almandro Janssen of Simonis Storm.
Looking at the outlook for the remainder of the year in 2026, we see Namibia's inflation is likely to start drifting slightly higher from the levels that we're seeing now. The key reasons is the first, the driver is fuel. Global oil markets remain tight because of the OPEC plus supply cuts, and ongoing geopolitical tensions are also causing disruptions, while also refinery disruptions. We've already seen this filter through to the December price increase, and similarly price adjustments for next year could place upward pressure on transport and logistics costs. But we're likely to see headline inflation move closer to the 4% mark in 2026, driven mainly by fuel and steady service delivery price increases.
Canadian oil firm Recon Africa is once again under scrutiny following fresh claims of an oil discovery in the Kavango region. Investigative researcher Rob Parker says the company is repeating a pattern of issuing optimistic statements without releasing the technical evidence needed to confirm a commercial find.
We are concerned that recent media headlines suggesting that Recon Africa has discovered oil in the Kavango are misleading. Recon Africa has a long-established pattern of using cherry-picked information to make claims which are later proven to be untrue. Commercial petroleum discoveries by legitimate companies, such as those offshore in Namibia, are marked by unambiguous disclosure of the hydrocarbon type, reservoir configuration, and confirmed flow rates. None of these are apparent in Recon Africa's press release.
Hundreds of civilians in Eastern DRC have undergone a two-week re-education program run by the M23 rebel group, where leader Sultana Makenga urged them to believe that only one face can free the country from Kinshasa's rule, according to reports by Reuters. Although participants received basic weapons training, the program primarily focused on M23's political doctrine, as well as its vision for a federal state, forming part of the group's efforts to solidify a parallel administration in areas it seized earlier this year. On the international front, there has been a major twist in the deal for Netflix to acquire Warner Brothers. Our correspondent Mitch McCann reports that Discovery Streaming and Studio Business with Paramount Skydance is making a hostile bid for the company.
Paramount Skydance revealed on Monday that it has launched a hostile bid, which includes Warner Brothers Discovery's TV channels like CNN, for a value of $108 billion, including debt. This means they will bypass Warner Brothers' board and put it to the shareholders for a vote. David Ellison, the chief executive of Paramount Skydance, said on CNBC, "We're really here to finish what we started." Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.